just another 9-to-5 member of the Manhattan workforce. After all, she had been married to a president. She had been the First Lady. She had traveled the world in grand style, met with kings and queens, lived in luxury and wealth, never wanted for much, at least in terms of the material, and experienced the intense love and unabashed adoration, and of course, criticism, of millions of people, just for being who she was, Jackie. Though her last name was now Onassis, she was still Jackie Kennedy to everyone who remembered a certain time, a certain place. Once, long ago, though it seemed like just yesterday, Jackie had been the queen of what was the brightest and best of Camelot, the mythical kingdom she took as an emblem of the Kennedy years when she spoke to a journalist in the days after her husband, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was brutally cut down in his prime, shot to death as he sat next to her in an automobile in Dallas in 1963. As First Lady, and even beyond her classic reign over this so-called Camelot, she was a woman whose style, personality, and refinement had made such an indelible imprint on our culture that she actually seemed immortal, which was why her death was such a shock. If it was sometimes difficult to remember that she was a woman, flesh and blood like the rest of us, her mortality, the result of the very human and unforgiving disease, cancer, was an all too cruel reminder. Hundreds of mourners, friends, politicians, socialites, writers, artists, entertainment figures, as well as the many members of the Kennedy family, came to bid a tearful adieu to Jackie and to remember their experiences with her. It was a funeral of deeply felt prayers, music, poetry, and warm feelings in the same great marble New York church in which the former First Lady had been baptized and confirmed. "It was a service that Jackie would have loved," said Joan Kennedy afterward, "full of meaning, full of genuine emotion. If you knew Jackie, you knew there was nothing insincere about her." Perhaps no one understood Jackie better than her Kennedy sisters-in-law, Ethel and Joan, for the three of them shared the special burden of having married into a powerful, ambitious, and often confounding family. Like sisters, they would reach out to one another over the years to comfort and console during times of immeasurable disappointment and pain. And like sisters, they were also known to accuse and attack one another. However, throughout the Camelot years of the 1960s, they would forge a sisterhood, sometimes against great odds. Ethel and Joan likely would never forget what Jackie had meant to them. As Ted Kennedy delivered the eulogy, his ex-wife Joan must have been reminded of Jackie's patience and kindness to her during the many challenges presented by a life sometimes gone awry. "She was a blessing to us and to the nation, and a lesson to the world on how to do things right," said the senior senator from Massachusetts. Joan had been able to depend on her older sister-in-law for a sympathetic ear and sensible advice. Now, with the finality of Jackie's death, Joan might find it difficult to reconcile the fleeting passage of years. Sitting with her large family, Ethel seemed contemplative and understandably saddened the morning of Jackie's funeral. Through the years, her relationship with her sister-in-law had been complex, a mixture of admiration, respect, and understanding, as well as envy and the inevitable contentiousness that arises from vast differences in temperament. As often happens in life, the two sisters-in-law allowed a personal disagreement to come between them. With the passing of time, their difficult estrangement became the natural order of things, almost a habit. Still, inextricably bound to Jackie by tradition and history, a visibly shaken Ethel Kennedy was present at her sister-in-law's bedside in New York the night that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma took her from this world. At just 64 years old, Jackie was most certainly gone too soon. Too young to be a widow in 1963, and too young to die now, as Ted Kennedy put it in his stirring eulogy. Just as she had requested,